Howard Brown, Director of Nutrient Management and Environmental Stewardship for GrowMark.
Well, Howard, we are going to talk today about NWatch. And we spoke about that, I guess it was, heck, it was about 2 years ago at this point when you first started this as a pilot program with GrowMark in partnership with the FS member cooperatives. So first of all, why don't you tell us just what is NWatch?
Well, NWatch is simply put, it's a way that a farmer can inventory, track, over time, plant available nitrogen in the soil, and then verify that there's something there in help to help him make a management decision. It's not a recommendation system. It is just simply a management tool that gives the farmer a set of eyes to observe the dynamics of nitrogen in the soil, and that's something he's never had before.
Now, this NWatch itself, GrowMark came up with the phrase, but you gave the license to the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices. So tell us exactly how that worked, why you started the program, and why it became part of the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices.
Well, I like to think of it, it's that NWatch is part of ag industry. Whether it be the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices or GrowMark or some of the other people out there in the industry, the Helena, CPS, Brandt Consolidated, when we look in Illinois. It's a part of everyone so that anyone that wanted to utilize the tool can do so. And the first avenue that we had chosen was through the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices, but it has grown way beyond the bounds of that group, and we pretty much are welcome all groups to look at the program itself and consider the tool to be used.
Well, and when we spoke about this 2 years ago, you had about 45 sites in Illinois, and we're moving into Iowa. So where are you at now?
Well, it's a program that has been growing, and right now we're a little under 400 sites. We go from western Iowa all the way up to the southern part of Ontario, down into Ohio and Indiana. So we're really excited about where we're currently at with the program. We got a steep learning curve, but we're excited to see there's a lot of interest growing that farmers want a new management tool to monitor the dynamics of plant-available nitrogen.
Now, the process of NWatch really starts right after harvest, right? So you're going to be starting this here in a few weeks or a month from now to take an inventory of the plant-available nitrogen. Is that right?
You bet. And really, when we think of NWatch, we have different options on sampling technique, but basically we break it into two different types of sampling. One we refer to as the inventory, and the other is the tracking. The inventory sampling takes a look at one point in time, at one point in the field. We're not testing the whole field by no means. This is just a point in a field. But we're looking at the cross-section of an area in that field, 12 inches deep and 24 inches deep, and we're measuring plant-available nitrogen, both nitrate and ammonium, every 3 inches for 30 inches. So we have a chart showing where nitrate and ammonium is in the first foot and the second foot over that 30-inch area. And that helps the farmer understand the location, if the nitrogen had been banded, where that band is mainly located, the concentration of ammonium and nitrate, and possibly any artifacts from previous year applications, such as multiple manure applications or maybe multiple nitrogen applications, to see if there's any artifacts of plant-available nitrogen remaining in the soil after harvest. And, Cindy, this is very important because what this allows us to do starting after harvest, it allows us to inventory residual nitrogen as we're moving into the time of year when there will be no crop cover. And that residual nitrogen, if it's registered, most likely is a significant contributor sometimes to our issues surrounding surface water quality.
So over the past few years, as the NWatch program has expanded and grown, what kind of feedback have you gotten from farmers who've been able to take advantage of this and be able to find out the concentration, the form, and the location of the plant available nitrogen that they have? And how has that worked for them?
I would have to say we're still in the exploratory stage. A lot of the growers I've had an opportunity to either visit with or hear how they've interpreted the information, there's a definite interest in using NWatch. I think there's still a very steep learning curve for everyone. First off, what do the numbers represent? A lot of people want a metric. They want something to measure. They want something to use in making a recommendation. And we have to understand NWatch is just simply a point in the field, and it's not representing the field. So it's very difficult to say that's a metric to make a recommendation. However, if a farmer is monitoring what happens to nitrates and ammonium over time, the level of knowledge that he gains from monitoring what happens, such as what happens after, if he puts it on in the fall of the year and he measures it again in the spring, the dynamics of the change may tell him, well, maybe that fall application was a good idea or maybe that fall application was a bad idea. The dynamics of the amount of the concentration when it comes around to May, whether it's there or not, may help him decide on whether or not he's going to side dress additional nitrogen that he was planning for, but maybe he doesn't need it. And I think a real significant indicator that this provides is that when a farmer's approaching harvest and he's wanting some help to decide whether or not to use a cover crop, other than a soil health point of view, if he's looking at it to retain plant available nitrogen, if there's a lot of nitrogen there, he puts the cover crop on all the land he has the ability to do so. But if there's no residual nitrogen, there's probably little reason to use a cover crop to retain nitrogen that's not there.
Well, this whole concept of nitrogen management is just continuing to increase in importance everywhere, I guess, in the nation, but especially in the Midwest, right?
Oh, most definitely. And it comes from different points of view. And I think from an agriculture viewpoint, where it should come from is from something that we can sustain. Now, we can incent a farmer to limit his nitrogen or to use enhancements by giving him incentive payments to adopt the practices that we support. However, once those incentive payments are gone, if there's no other reason, so do the changes in those practices. However, if we can come up with a way that we can minimize environmental impact by helping the farmer adopt new changes, which sustains a higher profitability for his farming enterprise, we have now introduced a change that will be sustainable because of or in spite of incentive payments. And we call this concept a focus on MOM, minimize environmental impact, by optimizing harvest yield and maximizing input utilization. In Illinois, I commend the group in Illinois that got together to come up with the Illinois nutrient loss reduction strategy, because if you look throughout the Midwest, everyone in the upper Mississippi River Basin has or is developing a nutrient reduction strategy. However, you'll find that Illinois so far is the only one that has a nutrient loss reduction strategy. The key word loss leaves the impression that we can continue to pursue higher yields to feed a hungry world by the year 2050. 2 billion people is a lot of people to feed, and that's right now, if you add up the population of China and the United States, right now, that's still not 2 billion. So the way we're going to do that is by optimizing our way of raising our crops. Now, so we have to have that optimization in there. But we do it by maximizing utilization. So we have limited natural resources. We all know that. We have to be prudent in their usage. What better way to minimize environmental impact but to make sure the nutrients we apply, we utilize to grow the crop? And again, it's a focus on MOM. It's a sustainable message, and it's a message for the future.
And this really all is everybody working together, not just the farmers, but also the state groups like the Illinois group. Because
you bet. This includes the state of Illinois, the Illinois Department of Ag, the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship. It involves Wisconsin. It involves the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices. It includes the Ag Retailers Associations. Now, the key is, though, Cindy, we have to remember, and this came from Dean Lemke, a retired Illinois or the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship director, and he said this at a meeting, and he said, we can accomplish the same vision not by singing in unison, but by singing in harmony. And what that message left me is we can all approach the vision of improved nutrient stewardship from different points of view depending upon our strengths. So the ag industry can approach nutrient stewardship through nitrogen management systems, NWATCH using it as a management tool, and adopting the philosophy of VOM. Some of the other groups may choose to use modeling, or they may choose to use other tools that they have their strengths associated with, but we all can go towards the same goal. So we can be doing different things, but still have impact.
All right. Howard, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about the focus on MOM, Nitrogen Management Systems, NWATCH, and I want to just say agriculture is doing some great things out there. We just need to sustain that and be recognized for it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a fabulous day.